T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What is your best made-up swear word? We're asking you because our sources say actor Jonah Hill has been crowned the king of cussing in movies. He cusses more than any other actor, so we thought we'd flip it around and do the opposite and wonder from you if you have words you make up to take place of these swear words.
I'm convinced that made-up swear words actually exist because it's meant to make you laugh. They're hysterical. My mom, when she would get mad, would always say, "Criminy Pete." And then when we grew up and became sassy teenagers, we used to say, "Mom, who's Pete? Who are you talking to?" And then she'd get even more mad. So the boys tease me here at the house. I say "dang it" a lot. I'll say "dang it, dang it." And then they repeat me and mock me. And then I usually end up laughing.
The dang it thing. The one that my mom always uses and my sisters still tease her to this day is especially when she was driving in traffic and she would throw out, you know, scream at other cars. She would say, "Look at this dupa egg that just cut me off." Of course, you know,
dupa.
Yeah, as a Polish person, dupa means butt. So that's what she would call people, dupa eggs or dupa egg heads. That was her whole thing. My dad swore like crazy, and that's, I think, where I get it from. But my mom always tried to keep it clean and make up some swear words. So we wanted to know from you, 414-799-1099, what is your best made-up swear words? Madison, you're up first.
When I was in the Marine Corps, they would say cheese and rice instead of the Jesus Christ.
You'd say cheese and rice. Yes. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I like that one. And Madison, thank you for your service.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Have a great day, and thanks for calling into the show.
You guys too. Thank you.
We'll go to line number one and say hi to Jody. So do you have at least one word, Jody, that you use, a little best made-up swear word?
I have so many. It's pathetic.
Well, what are they?
Well, sometimes if I say shiznit.
Okay.
Or son of a bee's nest.
Son of a bee's nest.
I have a lot. I don't know. My people laugh at me because you can't swear in front of them. But, well, one I could, but she'd be right there with me. But
I like the son of a bee's nest. That's something I haven't heard yet. Jody, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Let's go over to Taz. Do you have a pretty good made-up swear word?
Sometimes I'll say, "What the flim flam?" Or also I'll go, "Oh, my dog."
Oh, my dog. Flim flam. That's a good one. See, it makes you laugh. That way, if you were upset and swearing, you'd almost look back and go, "You know, that's kind of funny what I just said. What the flim flam?"
That makes me really laugh. And you kind of get that same feeling of the F word, but it's a funnier word.
Yeah.
You do have some aggression there. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, you too. Flim flam.
You too.
Bye.
All right, we'll go over to line number three and take one final call. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Mother loving son of a loving mother.
You do not say that. Kevin, really?
Yeah.
Kevin, that is a mouthful right there. Say it again because I might want to use this. Let me write it down. Go ahead.
You mother loving son of a loving mother.
You know, oh, my. There's no swear words with father in it. Why does mother have to be always the naughty word? What's wrong with
mother? If you listen to it, it's not bad at all.
You love your mother, you son, mother, lover,
You do love your mother there. Kevin, thanks for the laugh this morning. Give us a call again.
All right, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.